But we all, with an open face, beholden as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with apostle Epher, Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
I want to introduce something I call the marathon of destiny. It's a very basic teaching, but I want to show us something very quickly. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. Very quickly. Anakazo, whatever you do, don't forget what I'm about to show you today. I beg you, I plead for your attention. I want to use an illustration to introduce this principle because it is going to be for us a very important reference point. The marathon of destiny. That's what I want to introduce. If you are conversant with what a marathon is, you would know that it's a race that each particular, competitors have several candidates that will represent them at different laps of the race. And you will know that in a marathon race, you might have two or three people, well, depending on the number of laps to be taken. And in the marathon race, your best runner is reserved for the last lap, so that any advantage you have, deploy it there. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Take this to be the baton that every runner will pass to the next. And in a marathon race, when the first starts running, the next is already preparing, keeping his hand in anticipation that once anything touches his hand, he will begin to run. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
The marathon of destiny is what I want to introduce. And I beg you, never forget the things I want to show today. And I hope that as much as God gives you, the strength, instruct and teach as much as you can tell these very sacred truths. In 2 Timothy, like I have said, it's projected. Let's read together. 1, 2, go.
But in a great house, there are not only
vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Next verse. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Please pay attention that in a great house you will not only find vessels of gold and of silver, you also find vessels of wood and of clay. And that some will be to honor, some will be to dishonor. Honor comes first to the first category of gold and silver that they told you. Dishonor is associated with the second category of wood and of clay that they also told us. But then they said God never intended for anyone to be honorable and any to be dishonorable, that the responsibility rests on men. If any man will purge himself, he will be a vessel unto honor. So nobody started from a place of honor, because everybody was born into the original sin of Adam, in the image and likeness of Adam. Everybody must purge themselves to become a vessel unto honor. Please, I want to introduce something. I need your attention. Everybody arrives the world as a child, and this is what the dimension of this young man is: a child. And the first season of destiny is the manifestation of the child. The child here represents the face of absolute dependency, on guardians for support, for sustenance, and for direction. He has no will of his own. He does not know right from wrong. Scripture says foolishness is in the heart of this child. It will take the rod of correction to drive it out. In the life of this child, he will find himself consistently breaking rules, and it will take the rod, a spanking of correction, to put him in the line of how, a decent and a responsible behavior should be. Everybody will start from this phase of life, but unfortunately, the average man does not know that the race of destiny has started even from this phase. You remain a child, and your graduation certificate from being a child to enter the next phase called the youth. You just stay. You will stay as a child until you learn obedience. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1, scripture says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? For this is right. Listen, your parents in the Lord, God the Father is inclusive. He is part of your parents. And if obedience is not given to you as a scorecard from the immortals, if you like, become 70 years and you have not learned obedience, as far as spirits are concerned, you are still a child. Because obedience is your ticket to leave this phase and enter the next. You have no reason associating yourself to any other thing outside this until you have learned obedience. And obedience is to the laws of the land, the ordinance of your guardians, and also to the laws of our sovereign creator. The average human being is trying to interpret growth from change of size and change of mass. And he's thinking that physical age accruing, just like Adam, when you have lost your glory, the only thing you have is age. Many people here, deliverance is coming for you, because the only thing that has been moving in your life is just age. Nothing else. The necessary transformation that should, you know, acknowledge that you are growing, you don't see it in your life. And when the immortals want to help you, they will come in a day where you have prayed for an extensive period. They will open your eyes in the dream of the night and show you yourself wearing your primary school uniform. You will see yourself in that class you graduated from 18 years ago to remind you that as far as we are concerned, this is the last place you obeyed God from. This was the last time that we knew that you made transition from. And so the thing I'm sharing is not peculiar to one man. There are visions that come to you in any season. You ask why. Why is these things happening like this? And if they want to show you mercy, they show you that as far as we are concerned, you are a child. Somebody needs to pray one prayer very quickly first. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. There are a lot of things God will shake, and you will need humility to bear it. Open my eyes, oh God. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, let me show us something very quickly. 1 John chapter 2, from verse 12. Nakazo, quickly, let's write. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. I write unto you, little children, first. Let's continue. Because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Listen. What even, you know, what first gave you that representation to associate with a child first is that everybody, as scripture says, for all have sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God. The time where you are even born into his kingdom in the first place is when your sins are forgiven. So I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. This is the definition of what makes you a child, is that you have entered the kingdom. And you have registered with the forgiveness that comes by the name of Christ. So I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. Next verse, quickly, let me show us something. I write unto you, fathers, why? There was something they associated with the elders, fathers, that they have known God. That all the seasons of their life have brought them to a place where the knowledge of the Holy One, they have sustained it. So I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. Let's continue. I write unto you, young men. Say young men, please. Young men. Many of us were around that phase of our life. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. So the place of warfare, the place the associated battle that will translate into overcoming the powers that wrestle men in time, it is within that category of you being a young man. And so there are three versions of you that will run the race of destiny. Sir, please, can you stand behind him? There will be you, the child, you, the youth, and you, the adults. You, the child, will continue to hold the baton no matter how serious the youth want to start running. The child will hold the baton until the immortals give him a certificate that he has learned obedience. Obedience is your pass mark. The day you learn obedience is that day that this baton is passed. If this was a relay, just pay attention, just turn as I put you. This young man begins to run, and this one is expecting him, so he kept one of his hand waiting for anything that will touch the hand. All of these years of discipleship, of training, children church, recitations of memory verse, all of these things, they were all preparing him so that he can, at the point of learning obedience, it is only at that point that the immortal certified that you have graduated from being a child. Because foolishness generally comes naturally with a child. And the day you have learned obedience of laws and ordinance, that was the day you delivered the baton to a next version of you. You, the child, has passed the baton to you, the youth. And the bulk of the work of destiny is on this man. You, the youth. In Lamentations chapter 3 verse 27, scripture says, it is good for a man. For a man. A man is three of them you are seeing. One man. To bear the yoke, not here. Not here. To bear the yoke in the youth. What yoke? The things that you saw when you were a child. That dream where you saw Jesus coming, many of you saw dangerous things as a child, but you entered your youth and you did not know that it is time to bear the yoke. What is the meaning of yoke? Any dealing that is responsible to bring that reality that was once a whisper in the celestial realm, to bring it into time. The fasting requirement is here. The prayer and study of the word is here. Everything that brings the manifestations of the hidden things that they showed you quietly in the vistas of the night, it is this version of you that they are trusting to bring it to pass. Unfortunately, this same version that has so much responsibility vested on it is the version too that the whole cohorts of darkness focus on more than ever. Many of us, our biggest mistake is in this phase of our life. This is where many people who depart from the ordinance of God departed. It was Benjamin Franklin, one of the presidents of the United States, that says some men die at 25, but they are buried at 75. At here, you have died already. Every other thing you were doing going forward was a departure from the ordinance of the script of the immortals. You were just doing trial and error. And the day they bury you, they come and licentiously write a life well spent. And the immortals have no reference for what you scratched. And it was here, all men, was to bear the yoke of their youths. You will find Jesus as at this point, the day they graduated him from here and entered here. That was where they found him studying in the temple, asking questions with scholars. He was bearing the yoke in his youth. What yoke? What must you carry that you are refusing to do now? You will find out that this person, you will not have the strength of this person again. They told you that I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome. They didn't say you will. We gave you a strength that when we were writing the script of your manifestation, there will be a version of you in this point of existence that can bring Satan under your knees. They will bring many addictions. There will be a version of you here that can domesticate anything that comes against you. It's just a matter of willpower. If you truly want to stand in this face, you will stand. See one lie. This person, which is all of us, is now telling himself, I know that one day I know that when I grow, I know God is going to use me. And they say, I write unto you, young man, because you have overcome. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1, he says, remember now thy creator in these days called the days of thy youth. This is when the remembrance of why you enter time supposed to enter your life. It is that yoke that they talked about. Remember your creator. Make reference to the book that was written before you came. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5. Verse 7, he says, lo, I come in the volume of books. It is written of me to do thy will. it is in this point you know what was written about you. In that low I come. So you remember your creator, and then you will know why you came. Because you only know why they created you when you make reference to who created you. And it is at this point in time, that's where men make reference back. Unfortunately, this very point is where all the princes in darkness are also interested in you from. This is where one of you prayed one night. And as you were praying, all the creatures that were not paying attention to you all this while, they saw you prayed, and your tongue just changed suddenly. And you spoke some tongues that were threatening to them. They will now come and surround you. This is where addictions are planted into men. You know where masturbation and all kinds of addictions to food, pornography, all kinds of addiction, is this point that they sense something. You will shine small in this place. There will be a radiance of light that will come out the day you try to look at, who am I, oh God? It is in this age that that question will be echoing in your soul. Who am I? Why am I here? What did I enter time for? As you are asking those questions, there will be some creatures that will enter time to come and help you find direction. This is where creatures in darkness too will begin to pay attention to you. Who is this one that entered time? Mind you, while you were a child, they don't know who you are, because all of us look helpless. You can even enter as a sick child. Enter with malaria, with all kinds of measles. And they will think, it was Apostle Arome Osai that said, you know, when they gave birth to him, he came with partial paralysis from birth, facial paralysis. And when he started pressing into God, he asked the Lord that, why did God allow him come like this? God now said, those who were seeking your life, one of them was part of the midwife inside that room when they were delivering you. That as you appear like this, this is why you survived. The person thought that the arrow worked. So by just looking at you, looking like this, So he now said, okay, now that thing is past, can you restore me? God then said to him, this way is very wet, that no, this will be your trademark. You will carry this one along to tell men that you walked through the valley of the shadow of death and you came out from it. It is in this point in time, this is where ordinations will be lost. You will know at this point, you will pray some time and you will see strange things happen. And then something will tell you that if you did it for just 7 days and see what you are working in, just imagine when you really take your time and fast for 40 days, for 360 days. Just find some things first. Once there's money, you will now focus on God very well. They want you to lose this season of your life, because there are some things that will only happen to you in this phase of your life. God gives a car, no matter, of course, how mundane you think a car is, it's still a blessing, right? God gives a car to this person, because it's one person. The car will not come to this person. All along he had a car. In the program is that he will not lack, but the car will only come for one version. There will be a version of him that will enter that thing. And so there are many seasons and blessings of God that are dependent on a particular version of man. And if you remain here, I am telling us, because I have seen this wickedness happen, you can be 40 years and you are still here. As far as they are concerned, they are not minding that birthday you are celebrating, because you have not learned obedience. And every time you are crying for a car, for a house, for the things that are only supposed to come to the point of strength. And the youth season is your time of strength. They say, I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome. That is when they test you with a little taste of the power of Mammon, and they make you contend with it. And when you defeat it, in this place, they will give you an excess of it, because they know your soul will not be lost. If you give a car to this child, you will kill all of them, because he will go and have a ghastly accident and die for nothing. He is not prepared for it. It is his responsibility to grow into this version. This version will attract the things that comes with this level of growth. And this level of growth, in all of the things I'm sharing, most of us are believing that this is, you know, the most enjoyable point of life. When I grow up. Unfortunately, this point of adulthood is only for perfection and reproduction. Reproduction is to recreate your results. Reproduction has no basis with biology in this context. It has all everything to do with recreating this person you have become after all you have learned across these three seasons. So when you get here, they trust that by now you will be able to produce your kind. You will be able to instruct what you knew when you were here. So they trust you with a child. I'm sorry to say, the average family in the world are children raising children. A lot of try and errors. A man that has not known the one who gave him life. He has no knowledge of the Holy One. He doesn't know the one who was from the beginning. He is now bringing another life into time. Assuming these people here corporately are girls. This girl is a mother. But the result of motherhood can never be found in this version of her. Amen. No matter how she liked boys in this phase of her life, now you know what it means by God maketh all things beautiful in its time. Anything you do outside the program, you will find that it can become a poison, although it was good if you ate it at the good time. Now, if she begins to contemplate, you know, the opposite sex, you know, just be attracted, you know, always, you will find out that the idea is the devil can use that as a basis to corrupt the purposes of God in this destiny. This age, she has become, you know, a young woman. But she remains a woman. Because the truth of the matter is, her status will not change into a wife because a man showed up from somewhere and said, "Would you marry me?" You do not become a wife whether there is a ring on your hand. You are still not a wife. A wife is an office you grew by yourself into. Scripture says, "He that findeth a wife." Findeth means you stumble upon something that was on their own. You did not find a maiden or a virgin or a woman. He says you found her as a wife. She has done something to herself. She has become a wife on her own. You found her, then you have found a good thing. The Bible says, for this cause, Genesis chapter 2, shall a man leave father, mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. And the two will now become one flesh. So, whatever you were supposed to know, that was supposed to pass the baton to this next chapter, as a lady, and you refuse to open yourself to those depth of knowledge, you will enter here and remain a girl. You will even marry as a girl. But as far as the immortals are concerned, what they are expecting for you to become by what you are supposed to have exposed yourself to here was supposed to be the knowledge that translates girls and women into wives. And when you become one, the Bible says you are a very, very scarce commodity. People are looking for you. He that findeth a wife has found a good thing and has obtained favor from the Lord. But the average lady is also thinking this is where her joy is. By the grace of God, I cannot wait. Once I'm married and I have my own children, one of them, her name will be Stacy, you know, and then you just be thinking, where is all this, you know, imaginations coming from? If you are here tonight, our time is fast spent. If you are here and you do not understand, you know, the narrative around your life anymore, you don't know what next step to take. If you are here and you continue to experience, you know, harsh resistance in every moment of transition, every time you want to move from one season to another, it's almost as though something continues to keep you at that point. And you have ever prayed, and you have sought the face of the Lord, and your eyes have ever stumbled upon the things that I have shared tonight. There is only one way out. It's a way of repentance. We're going to go back to the Lord in one accord and ask Him that if there be any way I have disobeyed laws and ordinance. Because part of the only thing that graduates you from a child into the youthful phase of this person that will run in the race of destiny, He says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Obedience in this context is about submitting to the ordinance and the authorities of God and man. All constituted authorities. And if we have missed this season, you will find that, let's say at age 25, this brother finally now reluctantly just drag his feet after the evangelist pointed him. So come and give your life to Christ. Remember, they say, I write unto you little children because your sins are forgiven. That was at 25. That was when he decided to start the journey. At that 25, when he comes, and then I say after me, Lord Jesus, as he's talking, this version of him that has been waiting all these years to start running has never received the baton yet. So him, while his mates, other people in destiny, have passed the baton since from age 10, 12, 11, they have passed the baton to the youth, and the youth was already paying the price. The youth was already praying, was already studying, was already under discipleship, was already following them who through faith have obtained promises. This one is at 25. That's when he began to look at life from another perspective. He has wasted a lot of time. Then you will know where Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 comes from, because time was already against him. So he will have to redeem time. This version of him does not have the opportunity that the average one have to be running. Your mates normally are 10 years ahead of you already. So because of this wickedness that is in the system, the average man will have to redeem time. And the way to redeem time is for you to begin to, number one, subscribe to the principles that compress time. So you will not have the leverage of the average man. That, have you seen a very serious person before? You know, somebody can just come to your house and say, guy, how far? Sir, you're the one that told me one brother came and met you and said, let's enter Sokoto Shashap. Just like that. Just say, I beg, if you just escort me, go this junction here. Why? There is no time again. Many of us knew that you gave your life to Christ at a point where you knew that many mistakes have, you know, written many signatures on your life. And now the baton entered your youth. The place where men are made or destroyed from. And your youth came very late. And you are beginning to observe that you are learning the things you are learning very late. The mode you are supposed to have adopted is to redeem time. And part of one way to redeem time was what I shared with us. You are supposed to change your transport method. If you go from here to Lagos, it will take you 24 hours to arrive. You will arrive Lagos in 24 hours. If you go by flight, you arrive in 1 hour. 1 hour. You would arrive 23 hours earlier than those who are laboring on the road. So if you find out that your baton entered your hand late than the average man, you must be a creature of fasting. You must die on the waiting altar. Only on that altar where people lift wing. The reason why you need wing is that you cannot afford to be walking again. Or else, the result that needs to be associated with your youth, it will be coming to your life at 60, 70 years. Dominion is what we are contending for. The Christian life is to restore you at the end to dominion. But all the labors that will bring you into that life of dominion, it was given to man to engage. And you will find yourself that if you don't maximize these things quickly, you know you cannot fast the way they are announcing it in church. If you do it like that, you will not amount to anything, because you have a need to redeem time. And mind you, the last time church declared fast was the beginning of the year. Fasted for 21 days and that was all. Jesus. Look at the powers that stopped your fathers. Look at how hard they worked and see how they pegged them down. And you don't want to exchange. Leave the ground where these roadblocks are. Subscribe to the transport of the air. When you enter there and you begin to fly, you will find out 10 years can enter 1 year for you. People say, this lady, she married late. Your first set of children will become triplets. So God compressed 9 years into 1 year for you. You will just find out that time can be compressed. They say, somebody comes up and say, I gave my life to Christ from a very early age, at the age of 12. Good. You gave your own late, so your labor cannot be the same as the one who was following since. So there is a way to redeem time. You will stay on the world and labor like you will die. One day you will find out that hard work beats talent.
The one that claim, yeah, this thing, he follow me, come. Now follow, come for me. You who work hard every day, you will find out that you are razor sharp. But you lifted your horn at old age. You were redeeming time.
You see, another person can afford to eat, but it's not us. Because we didn't have the privilege that they had. So we, our own, we must stay on that fasting thing. Every day you are fasting, something is happening in you. I have found out something. If I'm fasting and I've not broken my fast, if I'm speaking to you, you think that I wrote down the conversations that I wanted to tell you before time. The gift of oratory, it will be so sharp. But once I eat, if I just eat. So I now found out, imagine if this was the place I live perpetually. I was in the bus going to Kaswa last a week plus, just fasting in the morning, and I sat down. My sister was sitting by this side. She just entered the bus and sat down. So she turned and she looked at me. You know when somebody is looking at you, because your eye can see a bit here. So she looked at me. She kept her head front. She now turned and looked at me again. After a minute or two, she started crying. She was crying. She couldn't hold it again. Then she started sobbing, trying to clean the tears. Next thing I'll see is the conductor was saying, Kaukuri. And the lady quickly put her in her bag and said, me and him, with tears. You know that? Me and him. So in my mind, I said, what's happening here? And the Holy Ghost told me. He said, as you were waiting on me in the room, when you wanted to come out, I followed you outside. It was church that was happening inside that small bus there. The only thing the thing that you needed to clash cymbal, you know, and play keyboard. On that day, there was no keyboard. It was an atmosphere that followed you. And that thing only happens in waiting. The meeting I went for at Onisha was an open air meeting. So there was no hall, no space to contain it. And there is something about anybody who go into the world. The Bible says these signs will follow them. If you are a man that always go, you are always going. All the challenge, the discouragement, you continue to go. You will find that you are prone to miracles, signs and wonders. Because there are signs that will always be on the field. And if you continue to do missions for a long time, the signs will not leave you again. Even though you enter hall, they will follow you and enter the hall. Signs and wonders will continue to hang around you. Tonight, I don't know which among us is tired. I don't know which of these seasons you are. I don't know which of these versions you have found yourself. But by the instrument of the Spirit, the Lord has reminded us that it is not age that tells you where you are. It is the accompanying transitions that you are supposed to have seen in your life. If you cannot fast yet, you don't have strength. And strength is the youth. So you have remained a child. You have not learnt the ways of God yet. Obedience is far from your borders. And those who can really fast, you will find them here. If you cannot labor on the word, you are not a youth in the spirit yet. If you cannot pay the price to lift the horn of your ordination, this is where strength is registered. He says, I write to you, young men, because you have overcome. The average story of our own world is in this time where the immortals are busy saluting men and saying, Kai, I write to you. Our own is where they say, you are chained with masturbation. Where they are hailing people that they overcame. Our world, this is where they are finding people falling into captivity. Somebody will rebel tonight. Somebody, your one prayer tonight is just that declaration of Lord, I obey. The obedience is to allow this chapter to hand the baton to the next season. Many of you have been struggling. Lord, I wish I can carry. I wish I can do. I wish I can pay. All of those things, only the youth can do it. And only the child can hand the baton to the youth. And the only way tonight is absolute obedience. He will tell the Lord, here am I. Whatever you say I will do, I will do.
is a miracle service. And the Lord is in this place. Now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I curse diseases, I curse infirmities, I curse spirits of infirmities. At the count of three, I command you to lift your hand. Lift your hand out of their lives. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, right now. Now, now, now. I command sickness. Be gone. Spirits of afflictions, ancient spirits of infirmities, continues to hang around bloodlines and plague them. Spirits responsible for several manifestations of illness. The fire of God comes along you now. At the count of three, we will shout Jesus. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, right now, Holy Ghost. Now, now, now. Upon them. Upon them. Upon them. I declare, be free. There are people here that when you began to take some steps in your ordination, strange spirits became attracted to you. Strange entities in darkness began to hang around you. Now, by the consecration of fire, I declare upon you now, now, wherever you are, by fire, by fire, by fire, I separate you from them. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch. I speak to ministers of the gospel that wicked elements are trying to mock the gospel on your lips by causing another law to be at work in your members, that you are executing something different with your body, but your mouth is professing something else. I declare by the ordinance of the fire of consecration, Holy Ghost, by your mercy, ravage them like a man of war. Now, 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 touch, 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 touch. Be consecrated by fire, by fire, by fire. Holy Ghost. Excruciating waist pains. Excruciating waist pains. You could not bend. You could not jump. Whatever you are, whoever you are, by the power of Jesus, I command you right now, do what you could not do before. Jump to the glory of God and watch. No more pain in you. No more pain. Bend and check. Heart conditions. Shortness of breath. Shortness of breath. Shortness of breath. I see the Lord change your heart now. I declare by the hand of the Lord, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. All cases of asthma, I command asthma right now, be healed. I declare, remove your ugly finger from the life of God's people. I declare upon them right now, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Blood related conditions, I declare right now by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, your body is consecrated from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I declare every disease. I need to rebuke a spirit. Please, with our hands lifted in expectations,
There is a spirit. You will see it now. Holy Ghost, I command the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of infirmity, causing all shades of affliction. Now at the count of three, loose them and let them go. 1, 2, 3. In the name of Jesus, leave, leave, be gone everywhere. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, see what he's doing. Holy Ghost, you spirit of infirmity, loose them, let them go, be gone from their body. Spirit of infirmity, I command you by the name of the risen Christ, loose her and let her go. I declare, be free now, now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You will get up and find diseases checked out. Delays of all kinds, all shades and all colors of delay, delay in every aspect or any aspect of your life, I declare right now, by the chariots of Elijah, by the instrumentality of the spirit of speed, we declare by the hand of the Lord, speed, speed, speed be given to men at the count of three. Ushers, please go around. 1, in the name of Jesus. 2, in the name of Jesus. 3, I prophesy, speed upon men now. Now, speed, speed, speed upon men. Your ministry is struggling. Your ministry is struggling because another law is contending against you in private, contending against you in secret, making sure that you will not scratch the authenticity of what you profess. God's mercy wants to find you now. And so, Holy Ghost, anyone who will look up to you tonight, visit them by fire, by the fire of your spirit. If any look up to you, visit them by fire. Just saturate in this environment. It is the Holy Ghost that is doing his work. He is moving in our midst. Jesus, 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 thou son of David, son of David, have mercy on me. If that is your cry, he will look your direction. Jesus is passing by an Anakazo now. He is going from line to line, from seat to seat. If you are conscious of him, he will touch you. Somebody will touch you now. Somebody will touch your back. Somebody will touch your back. It is Jesus. It is Jesus. He is passing everywhere. His presence is everywhere. Angels of fire, healing angels. He is sharing them everywhere. He is sharing them everywhere. If your eyes can leave this place, you will see who has entered this place. Jesus is here. Oh. I see a wickedness in the spirit and I want to rebuke it quickly. I see a set of people that blood is crying against them, and blood is making sure that everything around them must die. Death is the verdict of that blood. Death to him, death to her, death to him. And many of you, there are oracles that are molding the affairs of your life, because those things continue to speak forever. They are not in time, so their utterance continue to echo. Death! You start a business and he cries, death! Death! He
even the blood of saints, scripture said, that speaks from the base of God's throne, the blood of saints are crying to God that, would you not avenge us? The sound of blood is vengeance. It's only Jesus' blood that speaketh better things than the blood of men. Today, when I lift up my voice, the only thing God needs from you for mercy tonight is amen. If you can shout amen like a man who needs mercy, all the voices speaking against your rising, speaking against your life, another voice will tell them, be silent. Are you ready right now? And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen one, I declare over your people, whatever voice is crying against their rising, their prosperity, their success, their ministries, their families, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, be silent. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Some of these cries have been going on for over 230 years. The people who shed the blood are dead, yet the children continues in the afflictions of the fathers. The covenant they entered continues to mold the life of innocent generations. And so, Father, I cry again that you show mercy on your people tonight. By the power in the blood of Jesus, I command every voice speaking against you, be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. People like myself and God's servant Caleb David, who God has given strategic roles to play in his agenda, and suddenly several spirits are also interested in you. Now I declare, by the help of the Lord, let angels of fire begin to stand by you 24 hours. And so, Father, I declare, let it be registered according to your word, so that there will be no fall among them. Angels of fire, angels of fire, angels of fire, ministers of fire, ministers of fire, ministers of fire. How do you know they are with you? And he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, lest you dash your feet against a stone. For your story, if angels of fire, of consecration, if they walk with you, the temptation to sin and the opportunity to sin will never meet. Even when you fall in your heart, God will not give you the opportunity to carry out the desire of your heart. That is how you will know that there are creatures. You will plan the sin, yet your plan will not work. That is how you know that it is not your power that is keeping you again. There are creatures that hang around you. I prophesy again over those who carry the ordinance of the word of God, those who are called, those who have mantles, angels of fire now upon them. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost upon them now. And he told Abimelech, I am the one that stopped you from sleeping with Sarah. I saw your innocence, so I stopped you. It means unto him who is able to keep us from falling. There are angels of fire that spoils your your evil plan. Even when you choose to fall against God, you will find them, they will spoil the plan. So for your life, the temptation to sin and the opportunity to sin will never meet yourself. If there is temptation, opportunity will not come. If there is opportunity, temptation will not come. You will continue to see. That's how God keeps his own. Anakazo, through the labor of all the potentials of the spirit that God has made available, as we behold his image and we are transformed into his likeness and his glory, the year 2022 for all the tribe of Anakazo is declared the year of dominion. Dominion over time, dominion over resources, dominion over all creations. The year 2022 is the year of dominion. Something that your dominion is tied to. My brother Caleb David said, there are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains, and there are thrones. In fact, scripture says, who is that mountain that can stand before Zerubbabel? So there are mountains inside time. Men who have become high places. They have risen, they've become high places. There are kingdoms, and you have kings on all of the mountains. But in year 2022, the civilization of Yeshua wants to enter time through you. As you reveal thy kingdom come, that becomes for you the life of dominion. You probably have never tasted dominion before. Watch 2022. Dominion is a lifestyle. It's your normal default state. That is what you are about to see in 2022. No, it's not a prayer. Doors supposed to open for people with favor. Favor opens door. Dominion creates doors. There was no portion for door there. As you advance to it, creation is under you. So things must open. It is dominion Jesus used to walk on water. Dominion. He has put all things under his feet. I declare by the hand of the Lord, the oracle of his spirit, as we behold his image, as we are transformed, everything created in heaven and on earth becomes subjected to your commands in the name of Jesus Christ. Extend this dominion to your loved ones. Extend it to your families. Let it be clear that a priest is in this place. Let it be clear that the beloved of the Lord is in this place. So for every one of us, this is the reality we'll begin to walk in. And congratulations. Happy New Year, Anakazo. Mountains and there are friends.
If you have been blessed by God's word today, well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.